Good morning. Christ is our midst. Jesus. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And welcome to everyone who's with us this morning online. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did anyone notice anything different today when they came into the church?
Yes.
What?
Red doors.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Does anybody know why the doors are red? The mortgage is paid off. That's right. Congratulations. So it's a custom to pay, when you pay your mortgage off, it's something I learned from a priest when I was serving a mission in the Episcopal Church we're using in Tallahassee. The priest said, we're talking about something about reimbursing him for expenses, and he says, our doors are red, don't worry about it. I'm like, he says, when you pay your mortgage off, you paint it. I felt like a dummy, but anyhow. Not really like a dummy, but I learned a lesson. That was many years ago. So I want to congratulate everyone who will help make this happen. God bless you. Since March 2020, we paid $56,000 in extra principal payments and finished our mortgage 15 months early. And even neater, or maybe just as neat, over 8 years, the last 8 years, we paid $155,000 in extra principal. Like an amazing amount of interest we saved. So God bless all of you. And so that you would know this too, because we want to be very good stewards with what we have, we're taking every month the income. The parish council decided to take the mortgage payment that we receive every month, or I'm sorry, that's in our budget for every month. We just take and we're putting that in our building fund account. So we're kind of starting to pay ahead on the work we're going to do. So 2 years ago, Machka Leanne received a lemon tree as a present in this big, beautiful, ornate ceramic pot. And it was so nice that we took it and we put it on our back porch and near our pool or next to our pool when the sun came down and everything. And it looked really beautiful there. But after a while, this lemon tree stopped growing and began to yellow on its branches. And Machka Leanne said to me, we need to go plant it in the yard. And we planted it, and less than a year, it just shot right up. It quadrupled in size. Its pot was too small. And the same principle applies to churches. When a pot is too small, when a nave or the fellowship hall is too small, the growth of the community is inhibited. In the church growth literature, they say it's like a lid on your ministry. And growing churches have continually growing building programs, etc. And if anybody was here from the very beginning, I'm going to take and put a picture up on a bulletin board one day of what things looked like when we first moved in. We have a nice aerial somebody took of our church. It's amazing the investment and all the stuff that we've done over the years in expanding the building program, iconography, just everything we've done. And last week we looked at some of the guiding principles going forward in our building program. The first principle was to do everything with a spirit of excellence to the best of our God-given abilities. And the second was to work, every work, we said, because every work is a spiritual work, to work as everything depended on us and pray as everything depends on God. Because we want to do everything with a spirit of excellence, the best way to execute a building program is to follow God's way. And in the book of Exodus, God describes a building program to Moses, and that's what for Moses to do with Israel, and that's what our focus will be for this morning. After God delivered Israel from captivity in Egypt, he led him to Mount Sinai, and at Mount Sinai he established his covenant with Israel. And Moses ascends the mountain and spends 40 days with God, and God gives through Moses the Ten Commandments to Israel, the rules of the Sabbath, how to worship, the liturgical rituals, feast days, and the priesthood, and then how to build a house of worship, meaning the tabernacle and all its furnishings, and the priestly vestments. And then God told Moses how it was to be funded. Before I go any further, I want to make something abundantly clear. When it comes to the building fund, I am not speaking to anyone who is either a catechumen, inquirer, or new to our community. I want to make it very clear. We thank God that you're here with us. We're glad that you're here and a part of the family of St. Justin's. We're glad that you're here to so that we can serve you, to love you, and to sojourn with you to God's kingdom. So I just want to laid it out very clear. Okay. I also want to mention when God lays these things out to Israel, it's how things are patterned in heaven. In other words, the geometry and everything of the buildings that he describes, the tabernacle. So I want to ask everyone to open your bulletin this weekend again, this Sunday again, to sermon notes so it'll be a little bit easier to follow. I'm going to show you how God told, and I took some highlighted verses from Exodus 25, and I hopped down to verse 35, just some key verses. You're welcome to do the whole study in there. It's a fascinating study. So Moses on top of Mount Sinai, and God says to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel, that they may take from me, for God," this is the first verse, 25:1, they would, or 25:2, "they would take from me an offering," so the offering is for God, "from every man whose heart," it's their heart, "that makes him willing, you will receive an offering unto the Lord for me." The Lord is telling Moses to take up an offering from the people as their heart prompts them. Notice there's no badgering. There are no threats, no manipulation, no promises of prosperity. Giving is what the Holy Spirit puts on Israel's heart. It's 100% free will. And again, God said to Moses, to receive the offering for me, meaning our offering is unto the Lord. And by the way, offerings are different than the tithe. The tithe is a 10% return of our income or some proportion that you decide in your that you can do, 1%, 2%, whatever it may be, 5%, offering to the ministry of the church. Offerings are always above in addition to the tithe because they do something special. It's not for the ongoing business of the church. And this is in verse 3. And this is the offering which you receive from them. And then he tells gold, silver, blue, purple, scarlet stuff, etc. Goatskin, acacia wood to build the ark, etc. Okay? So God says to bring these materials. And he says, let them make me a sanctuary. In other words, build. With your offerings, make and build a sanctuary. So what reason? So that God would dwell in their midst. So that God could be with them. God leads them by fire during the day. Fire by night, cloud by day. But now he's saying, now I'm not just on top of the mountain, I'm going to be down there with you in the Holy of Holies. So now skipping down to verse 35. So Moses comes down the mountain and tells the people, and this is what the Lord has commanded in the verse 35:5. Take from amongst you an offering from the Lord. Whoever is of a generous heart, let him bring to the Lord offerings of gold, silver, bronze, etc. And there's all these things they're said to bring. And then what? Everyone as their heart stirred them. As they were led. As the Holy Spirit led them. And everyone whose spirit moved him brought the Lord's offering, to be used in a tabernacle, their offering to the Lord. And they came, both men and women, all who were willing heart brought, listen, jewels, brooches, earrings, signet rings, armlets, all sorts of gold objects, every man dedicating an offering to the Lord. So they brought their jewels, they brought their riches, and as Moses said, they dedicated them to the Lord. I have a friend of mine, his church, they did a building fund offering, and they passed the basket when they were launching it. And they, we're making a first offering. And they actually, people dropped in watches and jewels and everything else. I guess they were reading the scriptures that day, huh? They still kept bringing him free will offerings. So it kept on ongoing. And every morning, the people were much more than enough for doing the work which with the Lord had commanded us to do. And then the Lord said, no more, we got enough, we got plenty. And he restrained the people from bringing. Because they had, as it says right here, the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done. Indeed, too much. Okay. It's kind of a good story. It's the first building program ever. It's what God established, or I should say set up, to build his first church, the tabernacle. The tabernacle is the portable church, the wilderness. The tabernacle, brothers and sisters, if you don't know, it sets the pattern for the temple. When Solomon built his temple, he built it exactly like the tabernacle is, but much more grand. And then, of course, Orthodox churches organically reflect the temple. And now it's not the place, but it's complete continuity. And those who come to classes, they learn the different parts of the church and how it matches the temple. Okay? So what we see here The Lord said, take up for me a free will offering. So the offerings to the Lord is free will. There's no pressure, there's no manipulation, no twisting of the arms, nothing like that. And the offerings were made unto the Lord. And these offerings, by definition, are above the tithe. Now, back then, the tabernacle was funded by people bringing materials to build it, and the people came together and built it as directed by Moses, as given to him by God. So in 2024, we want to follow the same principles. But instead of, please, don't bring concrete, don't bring blocks, don't bring steel, asphalt, windows, doors, and air conditioners and shingles, because we just can't get them together, okay? Plus, I don't think the city would be very happy with us doing it ourselves. But of course, today in 2024, we receive financial offerings. And so, as I mentioned last week, because we're going out of our pot, we'll begin our capital campaign in the month of February. And we hope to wrap it all up in the month of February. We'll be collecting both financial offerings and pledges over a period of time. I'm not sure what the period of time is. I think it's going to be 3 years or 5 years for both the church and expanding both this building and the fellowship hall next door. So our main points, just want to reiterate it for us. Our offerings come from the heart. And that I didn't add, and then let me add this, it's a sober decision. It's done in prayer. Pray, and that's what I'm asking in the next few weeks, to really pray about, Lord, how do you want me to make my offering unto you above my tithe? Machka, Leanne and I have been doing this, and you know, what can I do? What can I do? Okay? You can't take it with you, remember that. It's 100% free will. It's between you and the Lord. And let me add this too. It's very important that we don't take from our tithe and put it in our building fund, because then we can't run our operations so we can build a building, if you see what I'm saying. It's very important. So, and finally, again, to all our catechumens, our inquirers, our newest family members, we're glad you're here. We love you. We want to serve you and sojourn with you to God's kingdom, so we're not presenting this program to you. So to Christ be glory, honor, and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.